Talis presents
Autonomous trains and other AI-enhanced capabilities are coming to metros and sooner than driverless cars. There's no turning back.
This is Artificial Intelligence. Welcome to our series of Talis podcasts on artificial intelligence. With us to discuss the subject of AI in transportation are Amin Arezki, Chief Autonomy Leader at Talis in Germany, where the group's Worldwide Competence Center for Mainline Signaling is based, and Walter Kineo, VP Research and Innovations at Talis in Canada, home to the company's Global Expertise Center for Urban Line Signaling. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you for joining us in these slightly atypical recording conditions with Amin speaking from Stuttgart and Walter from Toronto. Today, you'll be explaining to us how AI will disrupt mobility and the ground transportation sector. While artificial intelligence will completely change our daily habits, AI is a booming area in enterprise applications, and transportation is no exception. I mean, what benefits do you think artificial intelligence will bring to this industry?
AI will have an impact on the industry on multiple levels by being the enabler of the upcoming autonomous train. First of all, AI is going to help the passengers have better services by increasing the capacity and improving the punctuality of the trains. In addition to that, it will have an ecological impact and help our planet by allowing trains to drive in an optimum way to save energy.
Walter, what's your opinion?
Adding to Amin's comments, we can also expect to see improvements from faster project to deployment to improved operability and maintenance. Deployment is going to be faster because AI-based trains are going to use computer vision to recognize their location, and they'll require less dedicated wayside infrastructure. They'll be able to recognize signals, react to them. This will give us more flexible cutover options, and operations are going to be improved via AI capabilities, both on the trains, track side, and at the control centers. We'll be able to do things like detect obstacles, determine whether people are sleeping on cars, going out of service, identify track side workers, and more. And AIs will be using the sensor data to determine the state of the infrastructure and provide guidance for preventative maintenance. Finally, at the control center, we'll be able to take into account patterns of platform crowding to optimize service patterns. So there are truly some positive improvements coming to the industry.
You spoke about autonomous trains. There's a lot of talk about autonomous vehicles and notably broad media coverage of self-driving cars. But as a passenger, I can already use automated metros or trains in Paris or in Asia, for example. What's the difference between automated metros and autonomous trains?
Well, current driverless metros are fully automatic and programming dictates how the system responds. So trains are blind. They don't sense their surroundings and they need continuous feedback from wayside computers to proceed. So this means in the event of something that the programmers didn't foresee, people have to take over. For instance, a communication problem will cause all trains to stop and passengers can be stranded until the problem is solved, or a driver is dispatched to take over, which can be a very long time. In contrast, autonomous trains sense their surroundings and can safely bring their passengers to the next station in case of disruption. So the key difference is an autonomous train senses its surroundings and can react to what it detects. So it can detect another train, trackside workers, objects on or near the track, and even weather conditions. And it's using sensors like cameras, radars, and LIDARs and computer vision software to detect patterns and interpret its surroundings. So unlike today's systems, it makes decisions and reacts independently. So just imagine the new flexibility that comes with autonomy and how much better, safer, and quicker the system will respond to problems.
Amin?
In mainline signalings, train driving could not be automated before advent of autonomy. Unlike the metro infrastructure, mainline runs in open environment where unexpected scenarios could happen anytime. With autonomy and AI, it's now possible to imagine a train driver assisted by artificial intelligence and even to dream of a train without a driver, capable to take decisions based on advanced sensors and environmental awareness using similar technologies as the one just described by Walter.
Does that mean autonomous trains will replace automated vehicles?
No. In fact, autonomous trains represent the next generation of automated metros, and they bring a lot of new capabilities. But we still need communications and other systems to synchronize and coordinate everything in a metro. In summary, autonomy will not replace the current generation of communication-based signaling systems, but it will make them better.
The French railway operator, SNCF, has said that autonomous trains will be on the tracks before driverless cars are on the road. Do you agree?
While autonomous cars and autonomous trains use similar sensing technologies and require similar algorithms, it is our belief that the implementation of autonomy on rail network will be faster, because the route that the train must manage is much more predictable by definition. And indeed, the roadmaps of implementation of SNCF and the other train operator indicate aggressive timeframes, well before the ones of autonomous cars. However, on the mainline railways, the performance of autonomous train sensings need to be higher in terms of distance of vision, and this is what we need to master.
For metros, we're in a very controlled environment with no comparison to the kind of chaos that can be encountered in a typical urban road environment. So I'm convinced we'll see driverless and autonomous metros well before we see driverless cars on the road.
Can you tell us about the challenges you're facing?
There are different types of challenges. There is technical ones, like sensor performance, for example. Because of the speed of the train, there is a factor 10 between cars and trains when we compare the distance at which the detection system must operate. Another example is how to make artificial intelligence that makes a decision on behalf of a human certifiable, explainable, and trustable. This one is a key factor because AI that we are talking about is going to run systems that have passenger lives under their responsibility. Unless the AI can be truly trusted, it will never replace or even assist a train driver. Beyond the technical challenges, the other challenge is the acceptability by the general public of train driven by a machine. In the sense, do you trust a machine to replace the driver in a cockpit? So this challenge is the same in all autonomous paradigms and also exists with cars and even airplanes. This issue is more on the operator side, but we must be here to support by giving confidence in the safety and sustaining the technology we put in place.
And I agree with, I mean, there are still some significant challenges to overcome. And to add a few more, some of the sensors that we need for autonomy, such as LIDARs, which use laser light to measure distance to target points, are still not yet at a price performance point that makes mass rollout feasible. High performance embedded computers that can handle the algorithms are also not quite there yet. Fortunately, the automotive industry has the same problems, and we can expect to see solutions coming in the next 1 to 2 years. And I have to reinforce Amin's point. Before we use artificial intelligence in high integrity functions, we will need to determine how to trust its outputs. And this is currently a hot research topic.
Both of you have highlighted how important it is that AI should be trustable. Earlier this year, Thales unveiled its approach to AI known as Thales True AI. Could you explain what this is and how the concept can be applied within the ground transportation industry?
Thales True AI stands for Transparent, Understandable, and Ethical Artificial Intelligence. As an example in transportation, if the train is detecting a car on the track, it is important to know whether this information is correct. If in reality it is just a plastic bag, the availability of the whole traffic might be impacted while there is no real danger. But the other way around, if the train is detecting a plastic bag while this is a car instead, it is dramatic as we are talking about safety. Therefore, the Thales True AI concept is a must and not an option in critical environments. That's why it's one of our big priorities.
And I can only emphasize that point. In order to use AI in critical functions, we want to be able to understand not only how and why it makes its decisions, but also under what conditions it won't be able to produce a good result. And then we have to build appropriate checks and balances to make the system safe.
What are the skills Thales is using to develop autonomous train and automated metro solutions?
Within Thales Group, we have a unique position in the industry thanks to our wide portfolio of competences. For example, we understand how to develop complex systems, we build advanced sensors, we master computer vision, cybersecurity, and we have deep understanding of communication and satellite positioning technologies. We combine our expertise coming from all different Thales divisions to make the perfect solution for our customers, helping them meet their new mobility demands.
And on top of all those technologies, we use our skills in AI to link them into a trustable autonomous driving model. Artificial intelligence is really the centerpiece that will make autonomy successful. In Thales, AI is a key technology domain in which we invest significantly because it benefits all of our key markets, and Thales is focused on being one of the industry leaders in this domain. We'll benefit from our dedicated AI lab, Cortex, which is right here in Canada, and it's one of the top in the world. It's a place where our engineers develop the most advanced AI models and algorithms. Recently, we've been collaborating with experts worldwide on the topic of explainable AI, and this is currently a very important topic for the group.
It seems pretty obvious now that AI will be a game changer for vehicles, but are there any other new ground transportation solutions we could see thanks to AI?
I believe that AI will transform and optimize all aspects of the business. It will encompass optimized movement of people under both normal and failure conditions, but beyond that, it will deliver enhanced safety and security. It will allow new services like predictive maintenance for operational efficiency. AI-enhanced metros will transport more people to their destinations faster. It will be more resilient and more energy efficient, and all of this will also reduce life cycle costs for the operators. And if we push the vision even further, the Metro Operation Control Center will also be AI-augmented, and operators will be able to make decisions with the assistance of AI analyzing in real time all of that data.
Amin?
For me, autonomous trains are only the tip of the iceberg. AI will be the true game changer for the entire transportation industry, starting with giving operators the ability to stop just moving trains and to start truly moving people and goods. For example, imagine if it was possible to know every minute if a train and a platform were full or empty, and to follow passengers and container through the journey. This will be possible with digital imaging combined with AI. Operators will be able to orchestrate all the traffic based on business and customer benefits, not only operational performance, and to shift toward the multimodal mobility, accompanying passengers from door to door and goods from origin to destination. AI will enable a real shift from transportation to mobility.
Listening to you, I can see a lot of benefits for railway operators, but what are the potential advantages for passengers?
AI together with autonomy will simply make the journey smoother, seamless, and better for passenger. It will unlock capacity for more trains, reduce the number of incidents and the impact of these incidents, also making the journey safer. It is going to be the next revolution and will create the freedom of mobility.
Absolutely. And passenger journeys will be more comfortable too. So AI will anticipate passenger demand and respond to them rapidly and seamlessly. It will also enable mobility on demand, where no one will have to wait for their train or metro, whatever the time of day.
Is there anything we've missed? Anything you would like to add on the subject?
Autonomous trains and other AI-enhanced capabilities are coming to metros and sooner than driverless cars. There's no turning back, and it is a really exciting time to be working on autonomy and AI. I feel we're really at the beginning of something big, and with our work, we're helping the transport industry to be ready for the future.
We are helping our customers to deliver autonomous trains as quickly as possible because we are convinced that they will benefit the passenger first. In fact, we have already started doing extensive tests of the technology, and it is my belief that they will start being deployed in a couple of years. I'm a regular user of trains and metro, and by working on such a project, I know that I contribute to significantly improve passenger journeys. In fact, my own journey on public transport.
Thank you, Amin and Walter, and thanks to our listeners. We look forward to having you with us on the next podcast in our series on artificial intelligence. We will be talking about AI in security, aerospace, and space. I hope that you will all join us. This was Artificial Intelligence. Thank you for listening, and learn more on talisgroup.com.